sea stars continue to melt along the BC coast, and commercial divers on BC's north coast are eyewitnesses to the disease. CBC's George Baker is back from the docks with what they are saying, and he joins me live in the Prince Rupert studio, shaking off the sea salt there. George, what's happening in the ocean?
Well, it's been a weird summer, hasn't it?
Yeah.
We have a goo that some scientists believe is toxic. Others say isn't an issue here. We have salmon returns that aren't as high as they were expected to be on the Skeena River. And, of course, now we have this story about the sea star wasting disease, first noticed last summer, but sticking around for a second summer. Now, this is commercial diver Lanny Foster. He dives for urchins off the BC North and Central Coast. Urchins, for those who don't know, look sort of like sea hedgehogs, spiky and round, and are delicacies in Asia and Chile. Now, like humans, sea stars like themselves some sea urchin, and it's common for divers to witness sea stars near urchin clusters. And this is what Lanny says he's been seen last few times he's dove.
Well, I see their legs are falling off, and they're turning to goo, and they're dead. They're not moving.
And instead of sea stars eating urchins, it appears the tables are turning.
I've seen sea urchins eating them, and they usually eat sea urchins. So that was pretty weird. And they weren't fighting back. They were just dead. They weren't moving. Being eaten alive.
Ugh, sounds like a story out of The Walking Dead. George, why is this happening?
Well, Carolina, it's still a mystery to ocean biologists. This is Peter Raimondi, an ocean ecologist and evolutionary biologist with the University of California, Santa Cruz. Now, he's tracking sea star diseases up the West Coast, and here's how Raimondi explains what's happening with the disease.
We know that, or we suspect very strongly, that it's caused by a virus, and the virus is a local and not exotic virus. That's very important information. It means that it didn't travel in through some means. You can think of this a little bit like a flu. You know, flu's a virus. And one of the things that can happen is that if the animal is stressed for other reasons, then it might be more susceptible, just like you would for a typical virus, a person would be. And stress can come from many things. You know, temperature is one of the things, especially up in the Salish Sea. It looks like it might be temperature-related. Mm. The other obvious thing, again, think of flu, is that viruses evolve very fast. And so some years are bad are bad years for flus, and this might just have been a bad year for this particular virus because it's evolved to a much more virulent state. So both of those things could be happening. You know, it could be stressful, and you have a particularly bad strain of the virus, and that combined to cause this widespread epidemic.
Now, this disease does appear to be a parvovirus, which is common amongst unvaccinated dogs. But since it came to the attention of Raimondi and his colleagues in 2013, it's been hard to pinpoint why this is happening.
That's a surprise. After years of looking at it, why don't scientists know what is causing the disease?
Carolina, they've learned an incredible amount for sure. They are able to say with confidence that it is local, and they know how the virus acts by weakening the animal, leaving it open to bacterial infection. And it's that bacterial infection that kills the sea star. But the trigger of all this is a mystery in which they are trying to figure out, with so far no answers.
And what do commercial divers think about this?
Well, they are worried about the health of the ocean, of course. This is Jerry Wilson, a deckhand on the Twin Stars, an urchin boat that operates out of Prince Rupert.
Concerned, but what I could do about it is nothing. It's a big issue right now, for sure.
What Jerry and others say they are doing is reading about it. That's all they can do. And there was a particular story in the National Geographic that features Peter Raimondi that has Jerry especially concerned.
I read an article about the urchins down in California that now they're losing their spines, which is their natural defense. So any predator can eat them now instead of having spines because of that.
So is Jerry right to have that concern? Should divers be concerned about the future of sea urchins?
Well, Carolina, there isn't hard evidence to point that says, yes, Jerry, you should be worried about the source of your livelihood. But there is some happenings that Raimondi and his colleagues are beginning to look into. Here again is Peter Raimondi.
It's just emerging as it looks like this may be moving into other species as well. And so we're checking on that. We're not sure yet, but there is some evidence along the coastline that urchins may be being affected as well. Sea urchins might be.
Sounds pretty bleak, George.
It is bleak. But there is good news on this front. Now, sea stars tend to not only be active predators, they are also cannibals. Again, Walking Dead type style. And they like to eat their young. So, with the deaths of the adult sea stars, Peter Raimondi says there is some good news, a glimmer of hope.
But what we have seen unexpectedly is lots of babies along the coast, all the way from Vancouver down to Southern California. Not at every place, but at some places, and in huge numbers in some places.
Thanks so much for the story, George.
You're welcome, Carolina.
We'll continue to watch what happens next. George Baker live in our Prince Rupert studio. What have you seen on the coast? Have you seen evidence of the sea star wasting disease? Perhaps you've seen some of those green crabs they've been talking about. Maybe you have seen some other evidence of a changing ocean. You can let us know your observations. 1-866-340-1932. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at Daybreak North.